Hey everyone, it's Monday, June 1st, and this is the LA Report, a daily roundup of the most essential news in the LA region. I'm Leo Duran. Today, we talked to our reporters who were on the ground covering protests in Santa Monica and downtown Los Angeles, questioning the effectiveness of mandatory curfews and how demonstrations have forced COVID testing sites to close. We first check in with Emily Guerin, who is in Santa Monica, where many peaceful protests turned chaotic. She spoke to some of the protesters, and here's what they had to say.
So I got stuck in the downtown area where, as you said, more of the looting was happening. The peaceful protest was closer to the beach on Ocean Avenue, but I did manage to speak with some protesters, and my biggest takeaway was how angry people were. Some people were like viscerally angry when they were talking to me. They wanted, you know, more people of color in positions of power. They were very frustrated with Donald Trump, thought he was fomenting racism. They wanted the three other officers involved in the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis to be arrested. I asked people, you know, what should the media be doing differently? And people were telling me, you need to stop focusing so much on the looting and talk more about why this is happening. Talk about the cause. Talk about systemic racism. Another man I talked to said he was just tired of making hashtags with black men's names. He did not want to see police continue to kill black men. He had had enough. So yeah, people were very frustrated, very angry.
Our public safety correspondent, Frank Stoltz, was out in downtown LA Saturday and Sunday nights. Here he talks about understanding this moment in context.
Well, the context is racial injustice. The context is the too often brutal policing of African-American men. The context is a persistent black underclass that has nothing to lose when it loots. The context is a Black Lives Matter movement forged in the aftermath of the killing by New York police of Eric Garner, a killing eerily similar to that of George Floyd. The context is an information revolution where all of this is caught and plastered on social media. The context is a pandemic that's made disparities starker and a society more on edge. And the context is the persistent hope for change by a movement seeking to lift its voice above the looting and the fires and the violence.
Next, as protests turned chaotic and destructive in parts of Southern California this weekend, mandatory curfews were put in place in many cities. But are they actually effective? Emily Elena Dugdale seeks some answers.
Yeah, so first of all, curfews are a very uncommon strategy. Experts I talked to today say it's a very aggressive strategy in order to quell unrest. And the experts also told me there's not a lot of research or proof to show that curfews really do that. One thing that curfews do, what the experts told me, is that it puts a target on communities of color who are already heavily policed. One expert told me a curfew might actually enhance the likelihood of mistreatment, not reduce it. And another expert told me that curfews actually kind of show some internal tensions between law enforcement agencies. You know, in general, there's a preference for things like tear gas, rubber bullets, and curfews that separate law enforcement from protesters when police officers, police commanders are not sure that they can control their line officers.
And finally, due to disruptions caused by the demonstrations, many COVID testing centers in the county were forced to close. Here's Jackie Fortier on what that means for our efforts to control the virus.
Yeah, today we're seeing huge lines at the 10 testing centers that are still open, like Dodger Stadium. And it comes at a time when experts tell me we need more access to testing, not less. A doctor told me today that people who have been out protesting in close quarters should all be tested. I talked to experts who said that some of the police tactics, like using tear gas, which of course causes people to cough, could lead to more COVID-19 cases. And we're seeing pictures of people who've been arrested being grouped really close together. If someone is asymptomatic and kept in a holding cell, for example, with other people, maybe for hours at a time, that could easily lead to more cases. I asked the director of the health department if they have issued any guidance to law enforcement, and she just thanked me for bringing it to their attention. So it's unclear if they'll do it or not, but I will follow it.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at las.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.